Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
There you go. Terps win by 20 last night. I guess it's one of those games where I don't know that you could be upset by anything. They led by 6 at the half. You might be going, hey, why are they playing such a tight game against Alcorn State? But then they come back and beat them by 14 in the second half, and that's the difference of the 20. How do you feel? Like, so far, let me just say this. We've seen them beat up what I would deem to be two inferior opponents. I thought Georgetown was going to be inferior. For you guys that haven't been watching Georgetown basketball, they've been trying to figure out what their identity is since hiring John Thompson III.
Georgetown has sucked for so long. I was very disappointed with that.
Like, yeah.
That surprised me.
When they brought John Thompson in the third, they brought him in the coach. Remember, he was coaching Ivy League basketball. He was running a Princeton offense, which is, I mean, to understand what a Princeton offense is, it's set up for less athletic guys, right? It's more about movement, setting screens.
Yes.
You know, you get guys confused. It's constant movement. Mm-hmm. So what do you want to do if you don't have the same athletes? Now, I'm not saying smart guys aren't athletes. Princeton, Harvard, all those guys, they've all had great players. Yeah. But you're going to recruit a totally different. It's kind of like the sometimes with the military schools, and they get smaller guys, right?
Well, you have to. They can't. If you weigh 320 pounds, you're not in the military. It's like Barkley talking to Nowitzki.
Yeah.
What are you doing? What are you going to do after basketball? I joined the army. He goes, ain't no 7-foot people in the army.
You're going to get shot. No, but again, just going back to this Terps team, the Georgetown game was very disappointing, but I'm not sitting here getting all riled up about what happens this year with the Buzz Williams team, where he is basically just piecemealing this thing late. Oh, we'll grab this guy, we'll grab that guy, recruit that guy. I'm going to let it play out. And, I got my Kenny, stop texting me, you jackass. my buddy Kenny texted me about Maryland and why Loxley should be fired and why Buzz Williams was a terrible signing because he wants the analytical approach. I got no issue with analytical coaches. I think Buzz Williams is a good coach. And I'd have no problem with him coaching my team. I mean, it's what your expectations are. Because Maryland hasn't won a national championship in,
23 years?
Yeah. Almost 25. Yeah, so what's the vision here? Where do you want it to go if you find your coach? Because, they have swung and missed since Gary Williams. The Mark Turgeon thing, initially we're like, hey, this is kind of cool. What do you mean he doesn't want to coach anymore?
Wait, he's out. He left midseason? What? Yeah.
Kevin Willard? Oh, he's happy to be. Oh, he is going to Villanova now. Okay. It's been a slap in the face. Like, you had a really good situation with Willard here, and he left because essentially the Nova job, whether people want to admit it or not, is a better job. You got more NIL money, too. And Nova is a basketball school, and they know it. They ain't putting any damn money in their football team.
Yeah.
So do you feel any, is it kind of the same thing for you? Like, for me, it's more of a wait-and-see approach to figure out what they actually have. And then judging them on the talent.
You mean
the
hoops team?
Yes.
Not football. It's too early in the season because, you can lose 7 games in a season and still be a good basketball team. You can't gauge it by, a loss or how they are. Look, they beat Alcorn State by 20. You should.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Look what Indiana football is doing. They're beating really good schools in close games, and they're kicking the crap out of people that they should by 60 points. So that's what you should do.
Indiana played Kennesaw State earlier this year, and they were favored by 4 or 5 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. It was a large number.
Yeah.
And I made it. I don't ever make large numbers a top play. I'm like, this is what they do to bad teams. I think they beat them like 63-0 or something. Yeah. It's just, when you face an inferior opponent, you put your foot on their throat and you don't let it off. Yes. In college.
In college, particularly.
Yes.
Yes.
Because again,
it matters for the championship time.
Yeah. There's no question. I mean, it used to matter even more with the BCS and the point differential. I don't know how I feel about it. I almost wish they'd bring that back. Because at least teams are trying, you know, like, and I know it's not the great equalizer. Maybe they make them play tougher schedules and you don't get to play, you know, what's a matter of you twice a year or something, you know, like schedule. I was laughing because Ole Miss, they had a tough schedule, and then out of nowhere, while everybody's playing all these big conference games, Alabama's playing LSU, and, you know, we got all these top 25 matchups. Texas Tech is hosting BYU and they're undefeated. And it's like, who's Ole Miss got? The Citadel? Why? But if they played him at the beginning of the year, nobody would care.
Right.
It's the fact that.
But they did. They beat him 49-0.
But
that's what you're supposed to do.
They schedule these. So essentially, all these coaches, you know, they want to expand college hoops and make it 108 teams eventually, or 96 teams, or because then that coach gets to say, hey, I've made the tournament 12 years in a row. Why would you guys fire me? Yeah, but you were the 106th team that got in. You know, like these things that people feel like really matter. And I coaches wanted to expand, but coaches set up these cupcake games and pay these teams to come there because you get 3 wins against them. Okay, I just need 3 more wins to become bowl eligible. Mm-hmm. That's it. And most of these schools are going to do it. So, you look at the Terps season this year. I don't know that they've beaten any good teams. I know they've lost a bunch of close games, and they got their ass handed to them by the best team they played. So do with that what you will when it comes to football. But with basketball, I think you guys should give him all the time in the world to see what he has, at least, before
Absolutely.
You start making decisions. Because I don't
just
know.
Just got here.
Yeah, I don't know if any of these dogs are going to hunt that he brought in. So I would judge him on the next recruiting class and how the team does in the future. Yeah. Whatever you get this year, for me, may not be the same case for you. It's like, it's all gravy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Let's grab Ed and Towson. He wants to talk about Loxie. Ed, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All good. Right.
I think that now with the basketball thing, I mean, just quickly, I think it's a lot easier. And you know, Jeremy, you know, coaching, you can get 10 jokers that can play basketball, especially in this culture right now. You can put 10 together. So I'm not going to pass judgment on Buzz. Buzz, you know, you can get 10 players together that can play that. And as far as the schedules and things like that, if I'm what's the matter with you state and you're going to play me and you're going to give me $500,000 to play, that might be the biggest payday I get because I'm going back down to my conference. I'm not going to make a lot of money. So part of it is a big check. They're going to play those teams. Those teams are going to play them because you get a big check and it's all worth it. But as far as Lox goes, Lox is a good offense coordinator. I actually coached. To tell you how old I am, I coached against Lox when he was at Ballou in D.C. back when I, you know, back in the day when I was a young coach. he's a good coordinator. When you get on the big stage, it's a totally different environment. Part of it is not his fault. Put it this way, and I'll get off. Ed, Iowa lost to Oregon this weekend. And what I'm saying about Iowa is, and this is what you got to understand, Iowa, I guarantee you, 40% or better of those players in the state of Iowa, the elite players, are going to go to Iowa. And the reason they are, because there's a tradition. It's just like Michigan. There's a tradition of those players going to that school.
Yeah, I mean, there's a big talk about when an Ohio player goes to Michigan and they steal somebody from the state or vice versa. So,
exactly. So here's the problem. We're not a big area. And this matters because I've sent kids to college. This is not a big area. And if you're not getting 40%, you're getting less than 20%. There's an exact number there, but I'll just say it's less than 20% of the elite now. You're going to get athletes, 3-star, stuff like that. But if you can't get the bulk of the 5-stars, then you're pissing into the wind, and that's the issue right now. Locks is a good offensive coordinator, but the big picture is a lot tougher because you need Jimmys and Joes, and you need really good play. You need coaches that understand that you got to create a culture. If you can't create, like Friedgen, I remember seeing Friedgen, and I remember seeing Friedgen a couple of times at the Master Games when I was coaching. No, he ain't a warm, fuzzy guy. And the administration at Maryland they wanted a warm, fuzzy guy. Okay, well, you ain't going to get that with Friedgen. You're going to get what you're going to get. And they couldn't handle that. And, of course, we know the Franklin thing. There was an agreement there. Mm-hmm. Hire Franklin. Now, not the recent Franklin. The Franklin years ago, that didn't go. So it goes bigger. It goes further than Locksley. It's not just Locksley. It's inside the building. He can only do what the building allows him to do. He's doing the best he can.
Ed, appreciate the call, man. Good stuff. We've got shovels coming up next, Ed. Who's getting your shovel?
A train operator. You know what a train operator should never have happen? He should never be awakened by screaming passengers.
Oof. Be awakened by screaming passengers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.